Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Wise reaches third base with a triple. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Wise scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Paul Foitak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foitak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Landis reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wise hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bilko moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bilko moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foytak takes first base on ball 4. Bilko scores. Fernandez moves to third. Berberet moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Jake Striker now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wise hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stryker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost is hit by the pitch. Foytak moves to second. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 3-for-4 in the game, with a triple and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Wise hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Foytak scores. Yost goes all the way around to score. Wise moves to second. It's 12-3, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jake Stryker. Gale Harris now playing first base. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Torgerson moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson scores. It's 12-4, Tigers. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McEnany moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.